So the tweet is that gas in Indiana is going up. Can you explain the reason for the price rise?
Well, this is a normal price cycle that happens every few weeks across the market. Prices across Indianapolis have been going down really since the end of August, or I should say the beginning of September. They last jumped on August 30, but for the last 2 weeks, gas prices have ignored slight increases in the wholesale price of gasoline. That brings us to the point today where prices are going back up to $3.25 a gallon.
Is this commensurate with what's going on in the rest of the country? Because we've talked before about this price cycling, and this seems to be something that's kind of unique to the Midwest.
It really is. It's hard to explain other than it's a very unique pricing strategy that exists across the Midwest, in which gas prices basically ignore the daily fluctuations in the price of oil and in the wholesale price of gasoline itself. Stations instead choosing to undercut each other almost every day until they run out of margin. That's when prices shoot back up and then begin to ignore margins as stations kind of take another war or stab at each other.
Has the hurricane, the current hurricane, Nicholas, had any effect on gas prices at all?
Not so far, but Hurricane Ida still is likely having an impact on where prices are going today. That's for the fact of the matter that Ida is still resulting in the shutdown of millions of barrels of oil production in the Gulf of Mexico. In fact, well, maybe not millions at this point anymore, but still about 50% of offshore oil production in the Gulf of Mexico is offline, and that is what is impacting prices.